As the kids kept chewing, things started to blur. Colorful lights flashed everywhere. A blue sky replaced the ceiling, and the floor gave way to a cobblestone street. When the lights stopped flashing, they looked around.
"Off this street, children!" yelled a man driving a horse-drawn carriage.
They were standing in the middle of a busy street, with horses, carriages, and wagons all around. They ran to the grass. It was certainly the past. There were no cars, or even bicycles, and people were wearing very different clothes. They were in the center of what appeared to be a small city. The street was full of shops and restaurants, and a large, fancy building was across the street. The sign in front said Royal Academy of Fine Arts.
"Miracle, it worked! We're really in Antwerp, Belgium, in 1886. And this must be where Vincent was taking drawing classes when he met Uncle Alistair." "Where should we start?"
wondered Marigold.
"If he's not taking drawing classes, and he obviously didn't move to Paris to paint his masterpieces, then where is he?"
They both looked around.
"Marigold, didn't Vincent van Gogh have bright red hair and a red beard?"
asked Davy.
"That's right. We know exactly what he looked like because he did so many self-portraits, paintings of himself. He was so poor that he had a hard time hiring people to model for him, so he had to use a mirror."
"I have a theory," said Davy. "I think Vincent decided to give up art to become a baker."
"A baker? What makes you say that?"
asked Marigold.
"Because he's right behind you."
Marigold turned around and faced a large bakery window. In it was a young red-headed, red-bearded man stacking pastries onto plates and setting them in the display.
"That's him,"
said Marigold.
"That's Vincent van Gogh, in a baker's hat."
The kids walked into the bakery and sat at a table in the corner. They watched from across the room as Vincent carefully began decorating a cake with all kinds of colors. He was hovering over a large cake with several tubes of frosting, making the image of a bluebird in a nest.
"Even as a baker, he can't stop painting," said Davy.
Marigold stared at him in thought. She remembered reading stories about how kind and compassionate Vincent van Gogh was, how he liked to help other people.
"I've got an idea,"
said Marigold.
"Just play along."